that language of believer. That is this lesson. Well, Your Honor,
thank you. If you had an opportunity to review the Central Street Small Business Improvement Association. Among other things, it indicates that it thinks that the city realty is misconstrued for the bills. And on as misconstrued for the bills, because city seems to believe, according to me, that the Court of Appeals indicates that the entire agreement clause supersedes the agreement. On page 8 of the administration, the Wisconsin Business Association argues, this court does not address the question of what is required to legally supersede the agreement, because this case does not involve one agreement superseding another. It involves two separate independent agreements that do not in any way involve each other. Do you agree with the Wisconsin Business Association's agreement? So I think the answer to the question is different position than it seems to me in this case. There's a second of this brief. Also, that the May 26th commitment letter is not relevant to that there are two separate agreements here that don't intersect. They're independent. Do you take a very different approach in this? But you disagree with the words that these are, that this court doesn't address the question of what is legally required, what is required to legally supersede the agreement, because this case does not involve the one agreement superseding another. Disagree with that. You disagree with this case. It involves two separate independent agreements do not in any way involve each other. You disagree. The language is, our investor lender as a prerequisite for their agreement. What agreement is being referred to when you say their agreement? Are you saying this TCA only deals with two people alone? So when the entire agreement was paragraph 14 says, as a finalist of their agreement, they said, as to what you see the answer is, as to the 2.5 million loan. What's the finalist as to the 6.5 million?
Thank you.
And also to your focus on that's fulfillment of conditions. You are understanding that your first argument is the May 27th is by the TCA. Your second argument is, if it's not superseded, if this isn't new deals, or if this is this TCA only deals with 2.5, it doesn't deal with this 2.5, in the alternative, City Realty did comply with the conditions for the second. Parole evidence is always admissible to show the intent of the parties as to integration. All of these statements that is very end says that SDC says some of the comment is the oral evidence will talk about how circular this is. Finding what marijuana and our exchange is this correct? Is one in terms of your responses? Because your responses are complete and just looking into the analysis. You disagree then with the rule that role evidence is always useful for the limited purpose of a certain time to be used in the interview. Well, didn't Dairyland call Nutri-Cause and wasn't it in the business? Spring Valley News, Gary Unleashed, hearing case as part of a merger clause. Was of the agreement, ultimately they said it didn't. And if it was a merger clause, the students would have to be
involved.
This is from Darren. The integration, the merger, the difference between
your position. Thank you.
Seems to me that the association Congress Association is setting the TCA and the $2.5 million note are integrated documents, and he said that this to be set on the $2.5 million note. An agreement about the $2.5 million. Bob Dayett, and that's a stimulant, you know, complete, conclusive, always to the $2.5 million. But the commitment, says the Congress Association, is separate with regard to the $2.5 million. Says, was it $9 million? $2.5 million plus. Well, but what the judge said was that it was a separate in the deposit. The TCA must be interpreted in terms with respect to the loan, the commitment must be interpreted separately on its terms, which is to propose using address and commitment. Do you agree with that? So you don't agree the commitment has to be as a set.
I think this is where I want to say, maybe we do it in another way. I just want to say, there is a way to do it as required for the year of the week. Now, whether you want to say it's separate, or it's considered.
Nowhere in the TCA is a commitment that was no longer in effect or was superseded in the TCA, except as the age of the 2.5 million purchase by the thus the TCA did not express an effect. I agree with your analysis of the law. The paragraph is unambiguous. That seems to be true. How would you use that paragraph to determine the meaning of their agreement, which is in the second line on the form that was passed? So it's this agreement, including so on and so forth, is intended for the full expression of their agreement. How do I know that that is, that this one is their agreement? I don't know how I want to tell them the history of these parties, because the word agreement means something different. And we are all getting caught in a circle. You don't want us to discuss the agreement, the TCA. The other side is there were other agreements. If I'm just looking at this group, I don't know that this is an agreement expressed in the terms. So you're saying this group to interpret the agreement. Looking on the word agreement, it's only five of the rest of
it. So, Mr. Vashinsky, who has a
Okay. Thank you.
The merger clause has presented to the Blue Justice Women's Act in the Senate from the community. If you create a fund for school that no programs would be permissible in the office of the community, the making of the communities that may exist in the community. The more reason that there won't be a situation likewise, so
when will that clause be pulled? I mean, this clause is going to be
but your honor, it will control when you put this and other provisions there's an opportunity other provisions. When you look at other provisions and use that this agreement, this policy supersedes the agreement before you now have completely agreed. You don't have the ambiguities and the questions of this certain wrong. And you don't end up having to overrule three cases of the law of this present in 1977. And going to
and say, in the list of paragraph 19, there's a change specific. That's basically open to interpretation of your case.
What we're saying is that that in many cases, it's important to help that it can be easy. In many cases, you don't have enough. This is the case. In many cases, the only one that isn't being used is that one, which is easy to say. Then you have that, where you have some issues with it. Then you have a certain issue where this language is used. Absolutely. Make sure that the parties understand exactly what the relationship is. That's the conclusion of the witness made officially at the beginning. With this language, only one sentence in terms of how or any contract can be used. It's important to note, Justice said, this language, although it's a form of friendship between the TCA, you can see it in this language as well.
Why don't you say there's nothing wrong with it? It's perfect. What it says is that it's 25 million. This is integrated. This is the end. And this form is totally different. You're not doing anything with 2.5 million. You owe it. There isn't a this association is another completely, totally different deal of subsistence. Has nothing to do with this tool. It's another set contract. That's what this is saying. This is a total into 2.5 million deal. Question is there another deal out there? That's what the jury was asking. Is there another deal for 6.7? The jury said yes. Now, by the day, the law of the rooms extended the day and the iron work of the offices. So, I think choose to pray that you have for some means to be
So, Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. James and Ms. Erickson.